he will be sadly missed. He was, I think William has said that he was the sort of father of Corey. He certainly was, in the sense that he was the creator. I remember him really as a great guy. He was fun to be with. Any excuse, you know, if there was an anniversary or a party or a wing ding or anything, you know, Tony would be there. And I remember him as, you know, really great fun. You'd really need to speak to some of the old guard, Eileen and William, etc., and Barbara, who've been around for a very long time, a lot longer than me anyway, about his real influence. But there's no doubt about it that he was, you know, hugely influential, and indeed still is, and it's to be hoped that that will continue in his absence. I think one of the more interesting things about Tony's, in my book anyway, one of his influences on the show was, if you like, I mean, when I joined 1989 and indeed onwards for the 11 years I was there on a permanent basis, there were precious few men in the company, in the cast, and I mean that character-wise. My character was one of them. But a lot of that was to do with Tony's creation of Coronation Street, or originally Florizel Street or whatever, that it was to be a show driven by strong northern women.
You mentioned William there earlier. William Roach, that is, of course, who plays, yes, Ken Barlow. He described him as a father of the soap. In what way did he work with your character, Charlie Jim McDonald, and how did he carry that through?
Well, the great thing about great creators is that they create a character, and then they let you run with it and swim with it and sail with it, whatever you want to say. And they don't try. And if that character is successful, then they will let you pursue that character and let it fly, as I say. However, they're pretty damn quick to get rid of you if it doesn't work. Tony left me alone and Beverly alone, in the sense that, you know, there would have been a long-term story conference which would have decided that there was a new family going to move into Number 11 in 1989, and that would have been a collaborative sort of creation, over which Tony would have, you know, cast a very sharp eye. However, Tony would never try to influence what the writers were doing on an immediate basis. He would be there, present, I should imagine, at all those big-term, important story conferences, but he wouldn't be sort of stamping his mark, saying, look, this is my bloody creation, and you will not do this and not do that. I don't think that was Tony's style. God rest his soul.
And finally, Charlie, can we expect yourself back on the street anytime soon, or is that...?
The character's there all the time with Steve McDonald and Liz, references or what have you. So he's alive and well, and as long as he's alive and well and in the big house, then there's every opportunity, I think, for him to return. But I will be the last to know. I will read in the Sunday Life or the Sunday World or the Sun or the Daily Mirror that I am making a return.